First of all, I want to thank you for your prayers while I was on retreat last week. I wasn't able to go with the other Dodge City priests in June. So I'm grateful to Father Juan and Monsignor Moore and all of you that I was able to go now. And since I wasn't here last weekend, I decided I needed to preach at twice the masses this weekend. No, the real reason is to share with you a much-needed update on the status of our Faith Forward pastoral plan. First of all, let me review. In 2016, we asked the question, where is the Spirit guiding our parish? In May of 2017, we embarked on a pastoral planning process, a time of prayer and fasting, and listening to hundreds of you through events, committees, and surveys. As a result of that, in Lent of 2018, we initiated the Faith Forward pastoral plan for the cathedral for 2018 to 2023. It set forth three overarching goals of discipleship, missionary, and foundation. In the next few weeks, you will be receiving a progress report. So please spend some time looking at it. It's the fruit of your hard work. In my letter accompanying the report, I draw your attention to two aspects that will only bear fruit if together we make it a priority as a parish. So today I want to share a little bit about the first aspect of my letter, our foundation goal. And the next time I visit with you, perhaps in a couple of weeks, I will speak about our discipleship goal. Our foundation goal is all about using our temporal resources in a way that allows people to know and follow Jesus Christ. In our Faith Forward plan, you identified four of those areas: our communication, our leadership structure, our finances, and our facilities. As the parable in the gospel today shares, here's what I've been given. Am I going to use it in a way that leads me and others to heaven? Or use it for some other purpose? And since the gospel ends with the statement, "You cannot serve both God and mammon," mammon meaning money or riches, I'd like to focus on the financial aspect of our foundation goal for our parish. For the fiscal year just completed, the cost of running the cathedral was over $2 million. The largest expense for the cathedral, as for many organizations, is salaries and benefits, followed by facility expenses, and followed by our stewardship to the ministry of the diocese. A year ago, it was shared that our expenses were far greater than our income. As a response to that, a conscientious effort was made to keep expenses from rapidly growing. For the fiscal year just completed, our expenses were actually less than the previous year. Let me say that again. Even with all the areas of our society where things cost more, Our expenses actually decreased from the previous year. That's due in part to not having major facility repairs and also to some staffing reductions. So how does the cathedral pay for such tremendous expenses? Well, you could make the case, and with reason, that every single penny that the cathedral receives is due to the generosity of someone who believes in our ministry. Some of that income came in extraordinary ways, proceeds from farm ground that was donated in someone's estate years ago, proceeds from our endowment made up of memorials and planned gifts, some from tuition and tuition scholarships to help cover the cost of a Catholic school education. But all of those sources combined don't even make up 40% of our parish income. The majority of the income given to the cathedral over the past year, you can probably guess, came from what you and I put into the Sunday collection. $1.4 million, or just over 60%, came from members of the parish who were grateful for what they received and gave a portion of that back to God. Let's step back for a moment and thank God for that. We're able to gather here to pray. We're able to form children and adults. We're able to serve the needy, support the diocese, and strengthen our community. Not because of any one of us, but because of many together. But here is the challenge. Our response to the gap last year was, on the one hand, to be conscientious of our expenses, as I mentioned earlier. But on the other hand, for each one of us to ask, can I give an additional percent or an additional amount or an additional gift? But unlike the expenses, which decreased over the last year to help close the gap, the offertory income did not increase, but in fact decreased from the previous year. As we begin the next phase of our pastoral plan, which is the discipleship that I'll talk about next, I'm excited at the possibility of each one of us growing in our faith over the next 2 years, so that we can share our faith with others in a committed missionary way, beginning in the year 2021. But that will only be possible if each one of us takes a part of strengthening our foundation. So I'm asking you to pose that question anew. Can I give an additional percent or an additional amount or an additional gift each week or month? Many of you have transitioned over the last year to doing that electronically through our secure online giving or through your own institution. The steward in the gospel today says, here's what I've been given. What am I going to do with it? And the advice that Jesus gives him then pertains to us all. Do whatever is necessary to be welcomed into eternal dwelling.